Yakutsk, my hometown, a place where winter is so harsh, it feels like living on another planet. Yet, we have found ways to adapt, and food plays a crucial role in that. From shopping at the world's coldest markets to the hearty meals that keeps us warm and fueled, I will show you what a typical day of eating looks like and how we survive in the coldest city on Earth. I start my day with breakfast, one of the most important meals here in Yakutia. It needs to be hearty and packed with calories to prepare us for the cold ahead. Today I am making traditional Yakutian pancakes, a simple mix of flour, water, milk and egg. Fried in oil, they are quite fatty, but that's exactly what keeps us filled for the day. Another dish is whipped cream with frozen berries. This refreshing and delicious treat is often enjoyed with pancakes. We use a special Yakutian wooden whipper to make it light and fluffy, a perfect complement to the meal. In Yakutia, having two breakfasts is completely normal. It's how we stay warm in this freezing cold.
Really good.
Yakutia's freezing temperatures make it nearly impossible to grow food locally, so most of our food is transported from the warmer regions thousands of kilometers away, which drives up cost. We have a large supermarket in Yakutsk where you can find almost everything, but prices are about double those in central Russia. Vegetables and fruits are limited and very expensive. Tomatoes, for example, cost around $10 for just 500 grams. This is steep, especially considering the average monthly wage here is about $800. By the way, I lost the audio from this grocery shopping video, so if it looks like I am talking to the camera without sound, now you know why. Canned beef or tushonka is still very popular here. Older generations remember it as a staple during food shortages across the former Soviet Union. It's affordable at just $2 per can, lasts up to 15 years, and still reminds us of childhood. It pairs perfectly with pasta for a hearty, simple meal. Another local favorite is rusk, advised baked bread with unique flavors like jellied meat with horseradish, my personal favorite. Grocery shopping can get expensive fast. Essentials like meat, dairy, and staples often cost more here than in other regions. A week's grocery for one person can easily total $150, even without luxury items like fresh fruits, vegetables, or salmon. Sanctions have also impacted what's available on shelves. Many imported products are limited. To adapt, Russia has introduced local alternatives like Dobry, a Coca-Cola substitute that translates to Kind Cola. Now most imported goods come from China, including drinks like Fanta, Pepsi and Sprite. While familiar brands remain on shelves, they are often slightly different from what you would find elsewhere. Frozen products are common and generally cheaper than fresh one. Chicken is not very popular here because it's mostly imported, so we tend to eat locally raised beef and horse meat. Frozen chicken costs around $10 per kilogram. Olive oil is another luxury. Most people use sunflower oil, which costs just $2. While a bottle of Borges olive oil can set you back $20, double what it costs in the United States. Coffee is also a luxury, as most brands are imported. A pack of Starbucks pods costs $11 for only 10 pods. Many people stick to instant coffee or local brands to save money, but if you're after premium options, they come with premium prices. Now let's move on to drinks. We visited a store that sells alcohol, as in Yakutia, alcohol is only sold in special licensed shops. These stores operate under strict rules, they are open only from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. This law is meant to reduce alcohol consumption and prevent excessive buying. It's a unique system, but it's just how things are done here. When it comes to wine, the selection is quite limited. Most good wines are produced abroad in places like France or Italy, but they are hard to come by here. Instead, most wines available are from Georgia or Armenia. They are more affordable and easier to import. So if you're a wine lover, the choices here are fewer and can be quite pricey. For lunch, most office workers here head to canteen. It's fast, affordable, and serves comforting home-style meals. While we do have restaurants offering Japanese, Korean, Chinese, Italian cuisine, locals usually save those for weekends or dinners. For lunch, budget-friendly and quick spots like canteens are the go-to choice.
Рыба по-королевски, курица в сливочном, конина, котлеты тефтельки, чисто говяжьи.
Today I've come to a typical canteen serving traditional Yakutian and Russian dishes. Whenever I go to the canteen, I tend to overdo it. This time is no different. I've ended up with a full three-course meal. I've got a traditional Yakutian fried pie, Russian salad mimosa, offal soup, fermented horse milk, and mashed potatoes with horse meat, all for just $8. What do you think? Is that cheap? Let me know in the comments.
Tonight I am going to my auntie's and uncle's house for a dinner, and I need to buy some extra food from the local market in Yakutsk.
You've probably seen the outdoor market in my previous videos, the coldest market in the world, where people work outside even in temperatures as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius. Here you can buy meat, fish, frozen milk, berries, and much more. Everything is completely solid frozen, so there is no need for refrigerators. The outside air is already colder than any freezer. People here work from early morning until evening, bundled up in multiple layers to stay warm. I can't imagine how challenging it must be to work in such freezing conditions. After just 10 minutes at the market, I could feel the cold creeping through my clothes and my feet felt frozen. Like thousands of needles piercing my skin, it even burned. It's an extreme way of life. Some sellers even get frostbite on their cheeks, noses, and fingers. Yet no one complains. It's their job, and it's how they make a living. It's dinner time, and my auntie Ludmila is preparing blood sausage and traditional Yakutian Krishan carp. This fish was caught by my uncle during the Munhai fishing, a traditional event where villagers gather at the lake to fish for the upcoming winter. It's a practice passed down through generation, a vital way for our ancestors to secure food for the harsh winter months. For dessert, my uncle is preparing a frozen whitefish I bought at the market. This is a special treat, raw frozen fish traditionally eaten ice cold. First, my uncle peels off the skin, a skill that takes practice, because you need to work fast. The fish must stay frozen. He's using a Yakutian knife, which is sharp and perfect for slicing frozen fish. A regular kitchen knife just will not do the job.
Поэтому у бабырдан оксан келет дебит. Мана тоңну сибит бу хакала хакалата ен. Ону мана тоңну хедакка маха тоқшуе бола. Мана кирбегин бу. Бейте шакала куду. Натуральна шакалат. Ма. Ян кур. Бу бе деликатес бе шакалатта.
Наша. Хебе шакалатта.
Dinner is almost ready. On the menu today, boiled Krishan carp, blood sausage, horse meat and cranberry sauce, pie and a fresh salad. Everything is from the farm, fresh, organic and absolutely delicious. It's a hearty meal, just what we need to stay warm and energized during Yakutia's harsh winters. Thank you for watching and let me know what meals are like in your hometown.